How to become a writer in 3 easy steps. Step 1. I suspect it may be difficult to just become a writer. I think you must first have something important to say to the world. Writing is just kind of the way you say it. Understand what greatness is and why you need it. Greatness does not make you successful or worthy of following. Greatness kind of makes you feel small. It makes you cry. You see yourself across time, like a Hollywood movie, from where you begin to where you retire. But you also see your mind before your time. It was nowhere in particular, and it didn't suffer. You also see the eddies you created, your little things that cheerfully keep going on and on some other time scale. And here you see humanity's mistakes, and the mistakes that humanity does not yet know it is making. There is nothing here that will make you feel great, that will make you tower. Greatness just helps you see and slightly unravels the world's mistakes. The more grown-ups, the less energy to propagate those mistakes. Greatness is an adaptive force. It bypasses all the negative and wraps it. It attacks it and consumes it. It then burps with colorful song and makes us cry with touching triumphs. Greatness may make you feel small, but it also makes you indestructible and unforgettable. It makes it so that your elder self won't have any regrets, that you will travel the wisest and most cheerful paths in life. Step 2. Build a proper expedition backpack, piece by piece, daydream by daydream. On a particularly awful Monday, try to shop for a little stove that would boil your tea and rehydrate powdered creations. On a Tuesday, where things drag, see about a hammock. They pack well and they help you dangle. Get one with a mosquito net. On a Wednesday, after another deafening meeting, treat yourself to a knife. Try to find a really expensive one with a thick blade. On a rainy Thursday, see about a sleeping mat and a fluffy, puffy bag, and try to imagine what it would be like to sleep in the woods. On a cheerful Friday, get some of those freeze-dried meals and cook them at home, and make sure to pick good spices to give them flavor. On a restful Saturday, away from the chaos and nonsense, unwind shopping for thick socks and the most expensive hiking boots that will last a decade or two. And on a Sunday, before a crappy new meeting at work, set it all up in your living room and see if you can find some nature sounds to take a tiny nature nap in a simulated forest. You'll never stray too far when nature is just a grab of handle away. Appalachian Trail, Pacific Crest Trail, Continental Divide Trail. It is all yours. It will make you slow down and regain your balance. Remember your childhood dreams and restore your brilliance if tarnished with overwork. Don't forget your journals. Bring bug spray and get some bear spray too. Bear spray is great for when you feel like fantasizing about squirting the person that gets you fired and sent into the middle of the woods. How dare he? As you reach the end of your first trail,
it won't be long before you are frolicking to the next one to finish your second biography and start a new travel and adventure volume on the subjects of philosophical thinking. Step 3. Keep balance in your life. No more overwork. Get serious about Halloween costumes, creating the tastiest spring rolls, and learning how to dance, and frequently bellow in laughter. Help your friends, and strangers too, to escape their jobs and their overwork, and all the pointless hops through academic hoops. Help them to enlightenment. Help them to find interesting lectures and beautiful narrated books. Help them to long nature walks among cheerful chipmunks and silly raccoons and charging bears. Rawr. Help them slow down in life and remind them to keep learning and rising and building their knowledge to no end in sight. Take the wisdom you love the most and share. The more precious your message, the mightier your book.